So today, I would like to talk about our three scripture readings that we're going to read today. Our Palm Sunday reading of Jesus' glorious entrance into Jerusalem, our text from Mark about the wineskins that Barbara just read, and then later in our service, we're going to read our closing scripture, which is when Jesus was betrayed and arrested and crucified on the cross. A lot to cover in one sermon. Did you guys get comfortable? In our Palm Sunday scripture, Jesus was doing something very new and different. He rode in on a donkey. On a donkey, instead of some grand elephant or something grand as a Roman royal would have. He was not only riding in a humble way and also fulfill the prophecy, but he was also kind of mocking the Roman leadership as he came in on a donkey. Another reason he got put on that list. During Lent, we have been taking time out to reconnect with our unhurried God. During our time, we have recognized we may need to do things differently. How might we, in our everyday lives, be more humble and more bold? Jesus was about doing things differently. Does anyone remember when we were forced to make this change? The change from VHS to DVD. Does anyone remember this? Okay. Does anyone remember VHS tapes? Okay. Does anyone remember DVDs? Okay. Now there aren't even DVDs. We have Netflix, right? Who knows Netflix? Okay. So just in case folks didn't even know what these were, the young folks, I wanted them to know this is what we did before Netflix. And we had to make this change. And there was this weird, awkward time when we had all these great movies on VHS, but we were getting moved towards DVD. And oh my goodness, what were we going to do with the VHS tapes and movies that we had that we loved so much? Were we going to keep our VHS player pristine and in working order until the end of time? Or were we going to have to buy all our VHS movies and put them on, you know, get them in DVD so that we could watch them on our new DVD player? I'm not even going to get into Blu-ray, okay? We're not even going Blu-ray. But this was a time when maybe we needed a new equipment that had both VHS and DVD, right? Some of us went out and did that too. But I'm wondering, who still has this near their TV? You do? Does anyone else? Okay. So I'd say about 10-20% of us. I do not even have anything hooked up to my, like I don't have a VHS or a DVD player hooked up to my TV anymore. I actually have to like hook it up when I'm ready to watch something from that. But usually I just go to Netflix or Amazon Prime to see if it's there before I even dig out the old machine. This was a big change, wasn't it? I know it was a little traumatic for me because there were Disney movies involved. So our scripture from Mark refers to these wineskins. Old wineskins and new wineskins, and how we can't put new wine into old wineskins. In other words, sometimes we need to start over and begin something brand new. It's scary to end one thing or one way of doing things to start anew. And it also can be rewarding. For example, DVDs, especially Blu-rays, are better quality viewing than the VHS. Sometimes we have to let it all go to create something new. God's peace is not the calm after the storm. It's the steadfastness during it. In the uncertainty, change, and newness, God is with us. I wonder if this scripture of the wineskin speaks to us in regard to our denomination. I wonder if this reflects the way we have always thought about life, or about people, or about church, and how we need to give away our old beliefs to rise to the newness and change Jesus wants in us all. Jesus was about doing things differently. I've always wondered how the crowd that cheered for Jesus turned on him so quickly. And then I thought of a ball game at the Dome. When we go to the Dome to watch a game, can we feel the energy and excitement in the crowd? Can we? Okay. You guys are fans, right? Okay. So I read in a book named Interruptions by Jacob Armstrong about Jacob Armstrong and his wife going to an NFL football game. And they were waiting outside for the gates to open to go into the stadium. And as they waited outside, he said he was a little uncomfortable with the crowd. Like, crowds are kind of intimidating. He doesn't like crowds. So to stand in that crowd where people are pushing against you, it's a little awkward. But what he found was that everybody was so excited about this ball game and their team winning that the energy rose and rose, and he started to get more excited than he normally did, and he started to cheer and scream more than he normally did because of this excitement and energy in the crowd. And then he says he went in and they sat down and the game went on and this energy was so good and excited, and he and his wife were having a great time. And then his team lost. And the energy in the crowd shifted. Has anyone ever experienced this? That energy just, ooh, yes. So when we think about in this short, I don't know how long NFL games last. How long? 3 hours? 2 hours? Three? Okay. In these 3 hours, we can go from this, oh, the whole crowd excited, to the old crowd being, oh, our team lost. Oh. Huge shift in the energy of the crowd. As our closing of worship today, we are going to review the scripture leading up to Jesus' crucifixion. We will take away everything on this altar space, and we're going to put up the cross. Sometimes, and then after we put up the cross, when we're ready, we're going to leave in silence. It's going to be very different than our regular worship service. Sometimes we need to give it all away and feel the emptiness to recognize the change that may be needed. Jesus' disciples never thought Jesus would leave them so quickly. They were in disbelief when he died on the cross. They lived in the uncertainty of what to believe and what to do next. What if that's what we need to do right now? What if this week is about giving it all away to make room for what Jesus will make new in us? I wonder, how has Lent and your prayer chair helped you recognize that things may need to be done differently? What might we need to give a rest? What might we need to shift in us from Palm Sunday to Good Friday and then to Easter? Remember, Jesus is about doing things differently, and this includes continually making you and I brand new. Amen.